Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of real talk, insight, and a whole lot of heart. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this wild ride we call life, one mindful moment at a time. Today, we're diving deep into a conversation that's super important for us ADHD folks. Prioritizing self-care over perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an impossible standard? You know, the one where everything has to be flawless, perfectly organized, and flawlessly executed. Yeah, I get it. That inner critic can be relentless. But here's the thing. Striving for perfection is a recipe for burnout and frustration. It keeps us stuck in this cycle of comparing ourselves to others, never feeling quite good enough. So how do we ditch that perfectionism trap and embrace self-care? Let's break it down into some actionable takeaways that can seriously level up your life. First things first, recognize that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul so you can show up as the best version of yourself in every area of your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a car on empty, would you? Same goes for us humans. We need to fill our own tanks regularly with things that replenish and energize us. Second, be kind to yourself. Seriously, talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend. Would you berate them for making a mistake or not meeting an unrealistic deadline? Probably not. So why do we subject ourselves to such harsh self-judgment? Remember, imperfection is part of what makes us human. Embrace those quirks and flaws, they are what make you, well, you. Third, prioritize activities that bring you joy. Make time for things that truly light you up, whether it's painting, dancing, hiking in nature, or just curling up with a good book. Don't let your schedule get so packed that you forget to do things simply because they make you happy. Life is too short to wait for permission to enjoy yourself. Fourth, set realistic expectations. Remember, we're not trying to be superheroes here. It's okay to say no to extra commitments if you're feeling overwhelmed. Focus on quality over quantity. It's better to do a few things well than to spread yourself too thin and end up burned out. And finally, celebrate your successes, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for all the hard work you put in. Remember, progress is more important than perfection. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're on a deadline at work, feeling the pressure mounting. Emails are piling up, calls are coming in, and you're starting to feel that familiar tightness in your chest. You could easily get sucked into that spiral of stress and anxiety, striving for absolute perfection on every single task. But what if, instead, you took a few deep breaths, reminded yourself that it's okay to not be perfect, and focused on doing your best work within the time frame you have? What if you used that extra energy to connect with a colleague who's feeling overwhelmed, or even just stepped away for 5 minutes to stretch and clear your head? That's self-care in action, choosing to prioritize your well-being even when things get tough. It's about making conscious decisions that support your mental and emotional health, even if it means letting go of the need to control every single outcome. So remember, beautiful souls, you are worthy of love, compassion, and care. Don't let perfectionism hold you back from living a truly fulfilling life. Choose self-care, choose kindness, and choose joy one mindful moment at a time. And that's a wrap for today. I hope this episode inspired you to take a step towards prioritizing your well-being. Remember, progress over perfection. Now go out there and be amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care reminder. And hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.